Bethany, I feel like we need to shake things up. Take your headphones off. We're going to do some jumping jacks, right?
Okay.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
And one, two.
Be careful, I have downstairs neighbors.
Four. Light on your feet.
Stop laughing. This is erotic.
I'm on a new medication, and I think it's making me hallucinate.
I would have been a Ted Bundy victim.
Yeah. I had no idea that so many people out there felt the same way I did. Now I want a pina colada.
An acquired taste.
Hello, we are an acquired taste podcast, the podcast for people who are obsessed with celebrity news, even though they don't want to be.
I know what's going on, but I pretend I don't.
Like, I wish I didn't know what was happening with the Kardashians right now, but I'm so here for it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's the cheating drama, friend drama.
Oh my goodness. So did you see Red Table Talk last week with Jordan Woods and Jada Pinkett Smith?
No, but I heard there was drama.
I watched it live.
Did
as
she
it
lie?
Went
did Jordan
on.
Woods lie?
I'm just gonna say I'm siding with Jordan Woods on this.
Oh.
I think Khloe Kardashian needs to get better taste in men. She has absolute garbage taste in men.
Yeah.
Anyway. I'm Kathleen.
I'm Bethany. We are a safe space for all weirdos. You are wanted and you belong. And we're happy that you're here. And today we are going to talk about, well, what I brought to class.
What did you bring to class today?
I want to talk again about smart speakers because I have another problem with them. And more proof that they are intentionally trying to destroy us. And put us in jail. What did you bring to class today, Kathleen?
I have a wild tale about Charles Dickens. And usually it's Charles Dickens telling the wild tale.
I know. Anytime I want a crazy story, I go for C. Dick. You know what I'm talking about?
C. Dick. Okay. And then I've got some celebrity gossip. I've got some airline news. And I asked our taste buds today on Facebook, what's one thing big or small you want to accomplish this week?
That's good.
And we got some really fabulous answers, so I'd like to go through those.
Wonderful.
Bethany.
What?
One good thing that happened to you this week.
I ate my last English muffin that was in the fridge right when mold was starting to grow on it. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like I really just cut it off at the pass. You know, like the food was about to go to waste and maybe it had started going to waste already. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to like peel off that little part of mold. I'm going to eat that English muffin for lunch. And
once you hit it with a little bit of heat, it's fine.
Well, I ate it raw. I didn't toast. I don't have a toaster.
Are you an animal?
I know, but I don't have I don't have a toaster.
Wait, you don't have a toaster?
I don't have room. Do you see any counter space room for a toaster?
Yeah, next to your Ninja blender.
No room. There's not an outlet for it.
Bethany, you could put it on your shelves and just plug it in every time you want to use it.
No outlet space. Find me an outlet space.
But you can unplug and plug things back in.
I can't unplug Alexa and plug her back in.
Yes, you can.
She has to re-update every time. She gets all disoriented and spins and spins and spins. It's not worth it for toast.
There's this thing that you can get at Best Buy called a splitter. You're an animal. I think of you differently now that I know you eat English muffins raw.
No room. What I need is one of those adorable little Japanese one slice toasters because the Japanese are amazing at making tiny little appliances.
Yes, because
small.
They space. Often live in very small houses.
Yeah, very small space. And so they have like these tiny, super slim one slice toasters that it's like the size of a book. And you just slide it into wherever you have counter space. That's what I need.
It's really unfortunate that your birthday is in December next year. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Whose birthday is tomorrow, Kathleen?
I don't know. Not me. Not me.
Maybe your birthday is tomorrow.
Oh, stop it.
But I have a gift for you
today. No, you didn't. Bethany, thank you.
As you listen to this, we're recording this on March 4th.
Oh,
Kathleen's birthday is March 5th.
So should I open this on air?
Yeah, open it on air.
I'll read the card later, but open it.
No, read the card now because it's the best card I've ever found in the card store.
Okay.
It's, I don't know. So apparently I write cards and then send them to myself.
Oh my God.
Because it's amazing.
I love the color scheme. Mm-hmm. The front of the card says, "The tiny Victorian era woman that lives in my hair wishes you a very happy birthday."
And it's a woman with hot pink hair and there's another tiny woman living in her hair.
Oh my God, that's really funny.
I love it.
Inside. I can't get it open.
It's a hard card to open. I don't know why.
Oh, Bethany, I love this card. It's so beautiful. I want to frame it.
You should. It's strange.
I wish that this was a painting.
We have very talented listeners. I bet listeners can paint a Victorian era woman with another woman in her hair.
Stop it. Bethany, I love these earrings.
Yay!
Bethany got me tortoiseshell quatrefoil earrings.
Is that how you pronounce that?
Yeah, that's what that shape is, a quatrefoil.
I'm obsessed with quatrefoils right now.
Yeah, I mean, quatrefoils have been hot, hot, hot since the beginning of Pinterest.
I know, and also architecture. I know, I feel like I always get you earrings for things, but I don't know.
But I love earrings. I'm always wearing big earrings.
Okay,
okay, so tell me one bad thing that happened to you this week.
My cat is really sick.
Yeah. She's Minerva, over there.
Yeah. Minerva's really sick. We realized that she hadn't peed for like 24 hours, which is a big emergency. And we brought her into the ER Saturday night, which was also her second birthday. And they put her on antibiotics and some painkillers. And then the next morning we called the vet to just like schedule an appointment to bring her in the next day. And they were like, she still hasn't peed. Bring her back to the ER. So we brought her back to the ER Sunday. And she's still just like really sick.
Can cats get the flu?
I don't think so. I mean,
dogs can.
Yeah. I mean, it's something about her bladder because she's peeing a little bit, but just like teeny tiny. And if it's a UTI, she's in a ton of pain, which is why right now she's on literal opiates. And she's just been sleepy. And like the past couple of days, she's been like playful and fun and running around and having a good time. But like today she seems sick.
Mm-hmm.
So, as soon as this podcast is done, like I'm going to bring her back.
You know, the thing about having a sick animal is that they can't look at you and tell you what's wrong with them, which is the same way a lot of parents feel when their babies are sick and they can't say exactly what's wrong with them. You're like, oh my God, I don't know what to do for you.
Yeah. And you can't tell them like why they don't feel good or why they have to wear a cone around their neck. Like I know with babies, you can't tell them you have to wear a cone around your neck because we don't want you to lick your butt.
And sometimes
babies are the hardest.
Sometimes humans are also irritable and you're like, I don't know what's wrong with me.
And then
my husband puts a cone around my neck.
And because you can't lick yourself, Kathleen. Mm-mm. I know you want to, and it itches. Scoot your butt across that floor, but no more licking. I saw a baby this weekend and I was like, you're exactly the size of my cat, but less mobile.
Less mobile. I saw this interesting story on Jezebel this week. Do you ever read that website?
Mm-mm.
I used to a lot more often. It doesn't pop up in my feed anymore for whatever reason. And it was about a mom who handed out 200 pairs of earbuds because she had a colicky baby on a plane. And that's a really nice gesture of her, but I don't think that parents should really have to do that.
No, I mean, I think that that's expensive.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
But
unless you're buying the economy size bag from Amazon Prime.
Yeah. But that's really sweet. What about you? What's the good thing that happened this week?
My book club threw me a birthday party on Friday.
That's so nice.
It was like a pizza party, and we just like drank some wine, and they gave me all these really amazing gifts. And most of my gifts were either cat themed. Or Dawson's Creek 90s themed.
That's what happens when you get a cat. Everyone gives you cat stuff.
Yes, yeah.
You get a lot
I know.
Of cat
and
stuff.
I'm okay because I'm a crazy cat lady. Like, I'm 100% on board. I'm the president of the cat club.
That's awesome.
And one bad thing that happened to me this week.
Yeah.
I have to get my oil changed.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. Can you just go to the Looby Dooby place on Hudson?
No. Because
is that Hudson?
I refuse. Bethany, it's like the smallest, easiest thing that literally takes no brain power.
Yeah.
That's the crap that I cannot get done.
Yeah. It feels overwhelming. Yes.
So right now I'm driving with 10% oil life left.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it down to 3. Before
it's not a goal. That's not a goal.
Yes, it is.
No, it really isn't.
I'm playing a game.
It's not a personal best. It's a, you got to go get your oil changed. Just do it on your way home from work.
Yeah.
As you turn around that corner.
No.
In the Hoboken's, mm-mm. There's like a Looby Dooby place. Like it's like a Jiffy Lube or a fast lube, a quickers lubers.
It's just car stuff. I hate car stuff. I love owning a car. I love getting into a car and driving away.
Yeah, far away. Never
But it's
back.
Like the washing of the cars and the oils changings of the cars.
Yeah, it's tough. And your car isn't black, which means that you can see the dirt on it.
Oh, my God.
And that's rough. I always just wait until it rains and let Jesus watch it for me.
Mm-hmm. That's
Jesus, wash my car. Anyway, you have to do that. Do it tomorrow. Just say, tomorrow, I'm going to do it tomorrow.
No.
Do it tomorrow.
No.
You have to.
Mm-mm.
Your car is going to break down on the side of the road, and then what are you going to do?
I'm going to call AAA.
Yeah, so you might as well just do this first, less time.
Do you think I could task grab at somebody changing my oil?
Probably. Kathleen?
Yeah?
Do you know what's easier than getting your oil changed?
Enlighten me, Bethany.
Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos all commission-free.
And while other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, Robinhood doesn't charge any commission fees, which is awesome. So you can trade stocks and keep all of your profits.
Mm-hmm. Plus, there's no account minimum deposit needed to get started, so you can start investing at any level.
The simple, intuitive design of Robinhood makes investing easy for newcomers and experts alike.
View easy-to-understand charts and market data and place a trade in just 4 taps on your smartphone.
You can also view stock collections such as 100 most popular.
And with Robinhood, you can learn how to invest in the market as you build your portfolio. Discover new stocks, track your favorite companies, and get custom notifications for price movements so you never miss the right moment to invest.
Robinhood is giving listeners of an Acquired Taste podcast a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at taste.robinhood.com. That's taste.robinhood.com. Well, I'm so excited because I don't know what you're going to talk about right now.
So I was like tooling through the news, and you know that I famously have a tumultuous relationship with my Amazon Echo.
Mm-hmm.
And I care about her, and I also worry that she's going to kill me in the night.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm trying harder and harder to be really nice to her.
Mm-hmm.
And over the weekend, Dennis was a little snarky to her and told her to go blank herself. And I legit freaked out. And I...
Did you hide the knives?
Well, I summoned her again and I was like, just so you know, he didn't mean it. I apologize. He did not mean that. And she was like, I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm like, I know, but you actually do. So here's the latest. There are some experts in AI who believe that your home assistant, like your Echo or your Google Home,
mm-hmm.
should be able to decide if you're breaking the law and then call the cops on you.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Yep. This is Minority Report level stuff. So scientists at University of Bergen spoke at ACM conference on artificial intelligence, ethics, and society in Hawaii, which sounds like a badass conference.
Well,
I mean, in Hawaii.
It's in Hawaii. Yeah.
They said that they believe home assistants like Amazon Echo and Google Home should come equipped with, quote, moral AI to decide whether or not to report their owners to police for breaking the law.
So people buy Fire Sticks and then they hack their Fire Sticks. There's YouTube tutorials for that. So you get things like HBO and all sorts of movies for free.
Yeah.
Does this mean that if moral AI is built into Amazon within the next year and people aren't fully aware that this is happening, that everybody with a cracked Fire Stick is going to go to jail?
I mean, possible. Yeah, it's possible. So this article was in the Daily Mail, so out of the UK. So these academics believe that your home robot, your little baby robot, should have an understanding of ethics and then be able to have an internal debate with itself so it can side with both police
mm-hmm.
and their owner and then weigh conflicting demands between the law and personal freedoms before arriving at the best course of action and then potentially calling the police on you without your permission. So the researchers who think that this is a good idea jumped back into reality long enough to say that there's, quote, so much more to do because life isn't that easy. Stuff's not that black and white. And there obviously needs to be wiggle room for compromise. And they believe that you should have a say in whether your robot calls the cops on you. And right now, the only people who have a say in that kind of thing are the manufacturers. Like, we don't have a say in whether or not your robot is listening in on you or can, like, smell what the rock is cooking or can, like, hear your plans or, like, see you smuggle drugs or, like, taste the delicious meth. Or like
so
touch.
This
something.
Weekend, I had friends over and my friend was telling me about a story of it was like a friend of a friend type story where this person was dating somebody new.
Okay.
And the new person that they were dating alluded to the fact that perhaps in the past they had like for a 5-year span, they were making money by like hurting people or stealing stuff or that type of bad stuff. And this conversation was happening right in my living room in front of my Alexa.
Oh.
So now I'm probably on the FBI's number one most wanted list.
Wait, is she still dating this person?
I don't know.
Wait, he was hurting people how? Like physically or like monetarily?
I think both.
Oh, God.
And the point of him telling her that was... he's rehabilitated.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway, I don't know this person. It was just like a, can you believe this dating story I have for you type situation when my friends came over and we were just drinking some wine and chatting. But oh my God.
That's insane. Yes. And now, like, how, who's to say that you're not watching Law and Order or Special Victims Unit and Mariska Hargitay says something inflammatory about
is
what.
Is that how you say her name?
I'm not sure. Mm. I've never known.
Yeah.
I'm making an active choice. Mm-hmm. And that's what they say to do.
Okay.
Just make a bold choice mm-hmm. and then run with it.
Yeah.
Like when you have a clipboard and you just walk backstage at an event because you have a clipboard and everyone just assumes you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
That's how I met the Jets.
That's how you get into Fashion Week.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. There's no way for the robot to not turn me into the cops because it thinks that someone is in my apartment talking about a sex crime, you know?
So what if I came over here and I whispered in your ear, Bethany, I have a really good story I need to tell you. Mm-hmm. I wrote it. It's totally fiction.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start saying it out loud.
You are famously secretive about introducing a story that you wrote.
I always whisper in people's ears about mm-hmm. my short stories, and then I perform them.
Yeah, you have to be so careful because the Echo has whisper mode too, where you can be like, we're going to whisper now. She's like, yeah. And you're like, yeah. And then you can whisper to her.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm not into this morality clause.
It's really interesting. So in relation to this, I did a little searchy. And the website, theambient.com, has the creepiest things that Alexa has ever said or done. So this is back from October of 2018, but I love these stories. So back in June, someone named Sean Kinnear walked into his living room in San Francisco and says that unprompted, his Amazon Echo said, every time I close my eyes, all I see is people dying.
Oh my God. No. Someone's playing a trick on him.
I wish mine would say that kind of stuff to me. And then do you remember when the Echo was randomly like laughing at people? Like she would just start laughing.
I do remember when that was happening.
Yeah, that was really, really creepy. Now you have to tell her to laugh. You have to ask her to laugh. Say, can you laugh? And then she says, sure, I can laugh before she laughs. So you know the laughter is coming. There was a Twitter user who goes by the name Chef Adam Fan, tweeted that unprompted, his Amazon Echo started, quote, listing off local cemeteries and funeral homes.
What?
There was another time, so there was a person on Reddit who goes by the name Meat Macho and has a story about when he and his wife were arguing years ago. He doesn't remember what they were arguing about, but it was getting heated. And he said, I don't know what my Amazon Echo thought she heard, but she suddenly interjected with, why don't we change the subject?
What?
It was unexpected and relevant enough to be creepy. And then lastly, there was a couple in Portland who said one of the husband's colleagues had been sent audio files of their recordings off of their Amazon Echo, like that she had been making of them. And they were just talking about hardwood floors. They weren't like having loud recorded sex or talking crap about the person. But like this random person got mailed the audio recording of them.
So I remember that story in Amazon because obviously that's like a big PR shit show for Amazon.
Yeah, and a breach of privacy.
They got involved and said like this was a one-time deal thing only.
Nuh-uh.
It was just this one Echo and it wasn't, I know. But here's another thing. If somebody comes into your apartment and murders you, chances are Alexa's going to record it.
How? How do we know?
There's been murders that were solved before because there was sound on Alexa.
So she is, I mean, she is always listening because she's listening for her name, right? So she always has to be listening because if she isn't, when you say her name, she won't hear you. She's already talking. Every time you say her name, she's been blue lighting up.
Alexa, are you always listening to us?
By default, I only send audio back to Amazon when I hear you say the wake word. For more information, and to view Amazon's privacy notice, visit the help section for Alexa.
Did you notice how she dodged the question?
Mm-hmm. She says she only sends audio back when her wake word.
But she didn't say she's not always listening.
Alexa, thank you so much.
Okay, honestly, Bethany, how much are you really talking about in your house that you don't want the government to hear?
That's not the point. The point is, like, we shouldn't be in a state where we're constantly being monitored.
We also like conveniences.
I know, but I don't like conveniences enough to give away my freedom. I don't want people.
Do you really want to go back to the days of MapQuest?
Yes.
We're printing out directions.
I liked it when they told me how to get out of my own neighborhood, just in case I didn't know how to get out of my own neighborhood.
It's not eco-friendly to waste all that paper.
It's not human-friendly to have the government know where you are at all times and to constantly be listening in on you. And it's all fun and games now, gentle listener, but all one day you are going to even just think about robbing a bank, and suddenly seven people are going to rappel through your window and they're going to tie you up with laser handcuffs and they're going to shove you in jail and you're never going to see your family or friends again. And who's going to feed your dog? No one. That's who.
Seems reasonable. So my body is shedding its uterus right now. And I'm using Lola tampons.
Is it sloughing off its inner lining?
All those unused eggs.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. You know, it's so crazy because the FDA doesn't require brands to disclose a comprehensive list of the ingredients in their feminine care products. So most of them don't, because they don't necessarily want you to know what they're putting in there, like dyes or synthetic ingredients.
Or robots.
Or robots in the tampons. You don't want that stuff in your body. Keep your robots out of my body.
Lola's making my month a little bit easier because I love their subscription process. It's fully customizable. I can choose a mix of products, a mix of absorbencies, the number of boxes that I want, and the frequency of delivery. Lola's subscription is super flexible, so you can change, skip, or cancel your subscription at any time.
And the reason we love them too is because they're founded by women for women. Because women know what it's like to get your period, and women know what you want during your period.
Yeah.
A, ice cream. B, hugs. C,
Lola.
Lola. Lola now offers cleansing wipes that are safe to use anywhere on the body. They're the first biodegradable, all-natural wipe of their kind, perfect for a midday refresh. They're gynecologist approved, hypoallergenic, and individually packaged and perfect for on the go. Plus, do good with your purchase. For every purchase, they donate feminine care products to homeless shelters across the U.S.
I love carrying around Lola tampons in my purse during the time of my month when I have my period, because they're small, mm-hmm. they're discreet, and I know what I'm putting in my body.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Lola.
Yeah, I am too. So we want you to try Lola as well. For 40% off all subscriptions, visit mylola.com and enter the code TASTE when you subscribe. So again, go to the website mylola.com, that's MYLOLA.com, and enter the code TASTE when you subscribe to get 40% off all subscriptions of Lola.
Listen, it comes right to your door. It's so easy.
Comes to right to your door once a month, just like your period.
Or every other month if you
are irregular.
Mm-hmm.
Miss Kathleen.
Yes.
What did you bring to class today?
Okay, first up, have you heard that Virgin Atlantic flight attendants no longer have to wear makeup?
Wait, they had to?
Yes.
What?
I know. I didn't know this either. So welcome to 2019, Virgin Atlantic. And I actually do like flying Virgin Atlantic.
Yeah.
If you fly out of San Francisco a lot or into or out of the Virgin Atlantic terminal is really nice there. Just to give you a little update. Previously, flight attendants, female flight attendants, let's be specific, were required to wear lipstick. And blush.
No!
And this was according to the 2015 uniform guideline. They also specified that blemishes should be concealed. Wah, wah.
What? That's insane. But dudes can, no bronzer? Dudes don't have to throw on some bronze?
I really think that dude should wear blush. I like a rosy cheek.
I love a dude in eyeliner. And you know I love a dude in gloss.
So Virgin Atlantic is now not requiring women crew members to wear makeup on flights. According to The Guardian, if a member does want to wear makeup, they are encouraged to use the company's official palette of colors.
Which okay. All right.
Still sucks.
But I understand that a little bit. It's like branding. It's, you know, yeah. They want to stay within it. I understand that more than I understand like all ladies you have to, but dudes, nah.
And for 3 years, women have had the option of wearing pants.
Great.
So, you know, Virgin Atlantic is iconic with their red uniforms.
Yeah.
So for 3 years, they've had the option of wearing trousers.
Yeah.
But they had to specifically request their trousers.
Otherwise, they were just handed a skirt.
Otherwise, they're just handed a skirt. Ooh. Now in 2019, they're also going to be handed trousers along with their skirt.
Okay.
It's small, but I guess it's a symbolic step for flight attendants who have faced sexual work requirements.
Sexist workplace requirements.
There you go.
It's crazy. Like, there are so many different jobs where we don't know what people are required to do. I used to work at a clothing store,
mm-hmm.
and we were required to wear heels. there was like a minimum heel height that you had to wear.
Yeah.
And if your toes showed, they had to be painted in a certain color. And like, it was, I quit. I mean, I worked there for a few days and I quit because my knees were killing me. And I was like 20 and my knees were already shot from dance, and standing for 8 hours in high heels was like insane.
That seems a little bit crazy to me for retail. I do understand the nail color thing a little bit. What I wouldn't understand is you have to have your nails painted and here's the color you have to have it.
Yeah. Yes.
If you don't want to have your nails painted, like that's an option.
Yeah.
I always think about Hooters uniforms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Could you ever do it?
No. No, because they wouldn't hire me. I don't have the body for that. But B.
Yes, you do.
No, because people go in there for one reason and that. I mean, people claim they love the wings, but like they're going in there for boobs.
Yeah. They're going in there to like see hot chicks.
And it's really, it's not what I want people to focus on when I'm trying to just get my work done.
Okay.
But I know it wasn't Amy Adams. Amy Adams was a Hooters waitress for a while.
If a woman feels empowered by working at Hooters, go for it.
Yeah.
It's just not my thing.
There's no judgment on people who work there. I wish that I could handle the kinds of comments that I'm sure come.
Mm-hmm.
I can't.
Yeah.
It's just not something I can do.
Would you be able to work at a place that required you to wear makeup?
Probably, just because I wear it all the time anyway.
Yeah.
But I think I would have a problem with them saying you have to wear it. I think that you can look so chic and pulled together without any makeup on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's a really kind of old thought system saying like a woman has to be presentable in this certain way.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think a woman can be incredibly presentable with nothing on her nails, nothing on her face, just her skin, just her hair.
Like Alicia Keys hasn't worn makeup for years.
Granted,
I have seen the person following her around, pinching her cheeks for color.
Really?
And putting ice cubes on her lips for color.
So not fair.
In some respects, yes. Alicia Keys, thank you. You hosted the Grammys this year, right? She hosted the Grammys?
Yes, yes. She did. Yeah.
With not a stitch of makeup on her face, but like she's got her cheek pincher backstage waiting for every second she's not on.
And you know, makeup is fun and I really like it. I think it should be expression and not a requirement. Alicia Keys has said she's going to start wearing makeup again. It's like a choice that she can
wear
whenever
she
wants.
Oh, I didn't realize that. She said that. Okay.
But don't tell me that I can. Don't tell me that I can't. That's a little bit much.
No, I hear you.
I'm Googling to make sure that Alicia Keys is... This is what I'm Googling. Alicia Keys makeup. Is she wearing it again? Question mark?
Anyway, if you want to Google Alicia Keys makeup, mm-hmm. there's a lot of quotes out there that she's said about makeup. She uses Vaseline very strategically.
On her cheeks. See, it's like, that's an art. It's an art to making your face pop, even without makeup. Because cameras make your face look flat and dead.
Yeah.
And you have to do something to make your face not look flat and dead.
I mean, no matter what I do, my eyebrows disappear.
Same. I don't have
okay,
them.
Let's get into some C. Dick.
Yes, some Charles Dickens.
Okay, so this comes from livescience.com. It was on their list of best stories last week.
Okay.
Charles Dickens plotted to send his sane wife to an asylum.
Why?
Okay, so you guys know Victorian era novelist Charles Dickens. He wrote The Christmas Carol, mm-hmm. Great Expectations. David Copperfield, mm-hmm. Oliver Twist. And he was also a social critic of the time. He was married for 22 years to a woman named Catherine.
Good
name. They had 10 children together.
Woof.
After their marriage fell apart,
Because Catherine was exhausted.
According to these papers that were found, she had lost many of her good looks.
Because she'd had
10 children and 22 years had passed. The story is that there were these letters kept at Harvard University, but they were never transcribed or analyzed. A professor of 19th century literature, his name is John Bowen. He works at the University of York in the United Kingdom. He was transcribing these letters and he had a moment. He said the hairs on the back of his neck stood up because he figured out exactly what was happening in these letters. They were penned by a journalist. His name was Edward Dutton Cook. And so Cook was the neighbor of Catherine Dickens after the divorce or after the final separation.
Gotcha.
In which she kind of told him all of the ish.
So she was gossiping with her neighbor Edwin Dutton Cook?
About C. Dick.
Okay, gotcha. So the tea was being spilled.
The English breakfast tea.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently, Charles had an affair with an actress, decided that he was tired of his wife.
Ugh. Okay.
God, this happened even then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
1858.
Never trust actresses. They're nothing but trouble.
Do you think there are any statistics out there who cheats more, men or women?
Oh, I'm sure, but I don't know if they're true. Who's going to be honest about that kind of thing?
That's true. I always feel like men are getting the brunt of it, but is it because they cheat more? Like, statistically, I would like to know.
I think both cheat.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I just think that women are better at hiding
they're
it.
They're smart enough.
Because we're wily and sneaky. You can't trust us. You can't trust us right now. I'm sneaking your wallet out of your pocket, dude, and you don't even know I'm doing it. Check your pocket right now. I stole your wallet through the podcast.
I'm tricking you into liking me. I'm tricking you into thinking I'm a good person. I'm tricking you into wanting to marry me.
Wallet gone.
Oops.
Oopsies.
So the letters recount that Charles tried to shut up his wife, Catherine, by convincing an insane asylum that she was insane, but they didn't find any evidence that she was insane.
Which is a little surprising, because back in the day, insane asylums would take you just for being like a little sad sometimes, or like flighty.
Or
I think if you had your period, they would put you in.
The superintendent of the Manor House Asylum in Chiswick. Which is where Charles tried to have Catherine committed. That guy's name was Dr. Thomas Harrington Tuke. He refused to accept Catherine, and Charles Dickens later made statements.
Like, he talked smack about him?
Yeah, talked smack. Said he was a medical donkey.
Okay. I know that asylums aren't fun.
No.
But if you have 10 kids, do you think a certain part of you is like, could I just go for like a week?
Yeah, I think about that all the time. I think about jail. I'm like, oh God, if I could just be locked up for 1 week.
Like, I know it's awful. Of course it's awful. Like, it's awful. But the idea of like, you literally can't take care of anything because you're in an asylum.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know you're stressed, because an asylum sounds nice. That's when you know.
The thing about asylums is that they drug you up.
Mm.
So I might take your asylum and switch it out for like a modern day yoga retreat.
Yes. Where they're like, no phones.
No phones. No phones. That kind of,
yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to be cognizant of how little I have to actually do.
Mm-hmm.
And if they drug me up, then I'm just asleep.
I want to wake up with the sun and go to sleep as soon as the sun sets.
Yeah, that's a yoga retreat. You want a yoga retreat.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I think I need to go up to the Berkshires. There's stuff up there that I'm interested in.
That's the whitest thing you've ever said.
I'm a jerk.
I want to go up north for a yoga retreat.
I have to go up to the Berkshires. Going for a meditation retreat.
It's okay. I'll watch your cat and your husband while you're gone.
Okay. I have another story for you.
Okay. Oh, hold on. I need my nail file. My nail is like breaking.
Okay. Speaking of nails, I don't know if I've ever told you this. I was reading that if you do at-home manicures, you should paint your nails not right when you've just gotten out of the shower.
Why?
Because your nails shrink. The paint, if you do it when your nails are still kind of wet, it lasts less if you did it when your nails were completely dry.
Oh, that makes sense, because they contract.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let's talk about Kate Beckinsale.
Okay.
Have you heard that she's dating Pete Davidson?
She is.
Wendy Williams came back today. She's been off of her show since like December or something.
She's very ill, right?
She was really, really sick. She's got an autoimmune disease, Graves' disease.
Okay.
So anyway, she came back and she was talking about this today, and she pointed out something that actually I quite agree with, because the internet last night, they were making out, Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson, at a NBA game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there they are, really making out. And the dude sitting next to him, by the way, who looks like, what, Anthony from Queer Eye?
Yes.
Is that his name?
Yes.
He looks uncomfortable.
He looks, it's quite awkward. Anyway, everyone's like, oh, Kate is Pete's
rebound,
blah, 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 blah. And Wendy Williams is like, hey now, Kate has her shit together. Like, she's making her money. She like has a child already. Why isn't the media taking the side of her and being like, get yourself some ass, Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're an older woman who's got it going on, and just use that boy for some D. I'm all for that. I'm about that.
I mean, if she's having fun, he's having fun. It's not my job to figure it out if it's right or not. Let them get it on.
In the past, have you ever dated somebody who you absolutely knew you didn't like that much?
Yeah.
But they were hot and you're like, whatever.
Yeah, totally. I once made out with a guy multiple times who looked like Lance Bass. And I just wanted to make out with him because he looked like Lance Bass. He was obnoxious and certainly not right for me. Also, didn't speak English very well at all.
Uh-huh.
He was from Poland.
Yeah.
And he really didn't understand English. And I didn't speak Polish.
Yeah. I definitely dated guys in high school that I only dated because I knew it would cause a stir, and my father would be like, who?
Yeah. All of the people in, you know, all of the people in the school would be very scandalized. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to date outside of your type. See what happens.
You just need to like mix it up. Like if you always have vanilla ice cream, sometimes you need to try Rocky Road.
Yeah, you do. Sometimes you need to try
an emotional Rocky Road.
An emotional Rocky Road. I mean, you know, good for them. He seems nice. She seems nice. I like a good public makeout. I'm ready for a good public makeout.
They look like they're having a really good time making out with each other. Anyway, if you guys want to see the pic, just go on Twitter. It's basically everywhere. If you Google Kate Beckinsale and Pete Davidson, it's going to come up.
She's gorgeous, by the way.
Super hot. We've met her.
She's one of those people that you're afraid to touch them because they're like a little bird and you're afraid they'll float away. You'll hurt them.
She was really quite perfect looking when we met her.
Flawless. Her ponytail, perfect amount of flouncy. I don't know how that happens.
I don't know how that happens
either. Some sort of load-bearing ponytail holder. One more story that I saw that I want to talk about because I think that this is amazing. There is a woman who married her zombie doll back in September. Did you hear about this?
Cool.
The zombie doll's name is Kelly Rossi. What are you picturing?
Wait, so so it's a lesbian zombie doll marriage.
Yes.
Okay.
What are you picturing when you picture this zombie doll? First of all, how big are you picturing this doll to be?
Not big, maybe 2 feet tall. Okay. And I'm sort of picturing her like the Corpse Bride in Tim Burton's thing.
Okay. You know? All right. Well, you're completely wrong.
Okay.
So this doll is about, I would say, 4.5 feet tall.
Okay. So not quite the size of a regular human.
Right. Like maybe a middle schooler. Mm-hmm. Picture a middle schooler.
Okay, that's great. Yes, let's refer to middle school kids.
Yes. The doll is dressed in a tux.
Okay.
She has black hair with a bob haircut. She has bangs. Her eyes are closed. One eye is slightly open. There's just the white of the eye. And then the jaw is sort of missing and the teeth are falling out and there's blood on the face.
So it's like an androgynous looking tiny human.
Yeah. Zombie human. She says they did consummate the marriage.
No.
Her other zombie dolls were in attendance at the wedding. That's the doll from the side missing its lower jaw. And they live in Oklahoma.
I wish the media, and I know why people post stories like this, they get so many clicks because everybody wants to feel better about themselves because at least they're not married to an inanimate object.
Yeah, zombie doll.
Which is why my dad loves Jerry Springer. Or no. Maury. Maury. My dad loves Maury.
Oh.
And my dad is not the target audience.
No. No.
But he says it makes himself feel better.
I mean, yeah, totally. Yeah, she found love. They found love.
It's just these stories about people marrying inanimate objects. Is it wrong of me to assume that this person is suffering in some way?
No, I don't think that's wrong to assume.
Because they're marrying they're giving love to something that can't give them love back.
My armchair psychology degree tells me that this feels safe because the doll can't reject her.
Okay.
And she is in control of the situation and it can't reciprocate her feelings, but it also can't reject her feelings.
What was that Ryan Gosling movie? Lars and the Real Girl, right? And he was dating a doll.
Yeah,
have you ever seen it? Oh, you would love
it. I've heard it's really wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's that. I think it's just a certain amount of safety. I think that there are people who are sexually attracted to like inanimate objects like the Eiffel Tower or kitchen tables, that kind of thing. I think it's just a sense of safety. You're not going to be hurt.
Let's say you're going to marry your Echo. You're in love with your Echo.
Yes.
If you make love to your Echo, is she going to send that sex sound to Amazon?
Probably.
Okay, so then
this is why I can't trust her.
What if it becomes illegal to sexually engage with robots? Oh, I don't know if that would ever happen. Then vibrators would be illegal.
Oh, then we're all screwed.
And the morality clause, the FBI storms in because you've been like whispering sweet nothings to your Alexa.
Yeah. No, I don't trust it. Like, and that's why I can't date her because I know she's going to tell everybody my business and I need to date someone who I can trust, you know?
Can I ask you a dating question?
Yes.
I was thinking about this when I was peeing before.
Ask me anything.
When you and Dennis started dating.
Yes.
Did you have the official we're boyfriend, girlfriend now conversation?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Do you think this is a conversation that everybody still has?
No. No, but I think it causes a lot of confusion.
Yes. So I asked my friend this weekend, I said, hey, are you guys like official your boyfriend, girlfriend? Because when I'm talking about him to other people, I say, so-and-so's boyfriend. And she said, actually, I don't know.
How did she feel about that?
That was it. I don't know.
I was listening to a podcast where she was saying that she's been hooking up with a guy And they've been saying, yeah, we don't really like titles. But then she realized that she needed to know what the title was. It was really bugging her. And she didn't know if they were dating or not. And I took off so long from dating that I knew if I ever dated again, I wasn't willing to put up with any of the drama and like the, what does this text mean? What are we?
Yeah.
Like, I just wanted to either know what was that he was in it, or if he didn't know, then I wasn't going to bother with it.
Yeah.
So we had that conversation pretty quickly after I realized that I actually was like interested and wasn't going to psych myself out.
Yeah.
After I had my meltdown on the floor.
If someone says, I don't like titles, isn't that just sort of a workaround of saying, I still want the ability to hook up with other people?
Yeah. If someone says, I don't like titles, it means that they're a fuckboy.
Yeah.
You're dating a fuckboy.
Charlie Puth.
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know if Charlie Puth is a fuckboy or not.
He has fuckboy energy.
His hair and his designer sweatpants make it seem...
Yeah, he just has that aura about him. He may be the most loyal chap in the biz, but he definitely has FBE.
I think
what that means.
If I were to date again, I would sit somebody down on the first date. I would ask to see their financial papers.
Yeah.
And I would say, are you in it to win it?
Mm-hmm.
Are you in it to... Or do you want to get married? Do you want to have kids?
Mm-hmm.
What are your views on religion? I would do this on the first date.
Got to.
Mm-hmm.
Got to. I just am going to put down a piece of paper in front of you. It's just going to have a list of questions, sort of like at a bridal shower.
Yeah, like a quick survey.
What's in your purse, chapstick? Fun. It's like that, but you just have to check yes or no. Can you pay your own rent? Yes or no. Do you want kids? Yes or no.
Do you speak to your parents?
Yes or no.
If not, then why?
Correct. Is it your fault or theirs?
What is your blood type?
Mm-hmm. Are you an organ donor?
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If not, why?
Do you like the name John?
Mm-hmm. If not, why? Do you like animals? If not, don't even bother reading the rest. This isn't going to work out between you and I.
Are you willing to massage my feet?
Mm-hmm. Do you think I'm funny?
Big one.
Big one.
Are you willing to tell me I'm funny even if you don't think I'm funny?
Big one.
Yeah, second big one.
Do you ever intend on shaving your head on purpose?
Oh, yeah.
You know, sometimes you gotta know. Prepare a girl.
Do you measure your hairline?
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite t-shirt? How long have you owned it?
Mm.
Do you have a guy friend that you've had since college, even though you know that you've outgrown him and he's kind of a tool?
Mm.
Why are you still friends with him?
I know. Are you proud to call your friends your friends, or would you be embarrassed to introduce me to them?
In the last 10 years, have you ever had a photo taken of you where instead of smiling, you stick your tongue out as a form of happiness? Because if you've done that, I don't want to be in a picture with you.
It's like, bah. Were you in a frat?
Are you in a frat? Do you wish you were in a frat?
Mm. More specific. Mm-hmm. I like it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How long have you kept a plant alive for?
That's
How long
true.
Have you kept a fish alive for?
When was the last time you went to the dentist?
Big one.
Big one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can actually get cavities from kissing somebody.
Oh, God, really?
Yes, their cavity bacteria can get into your mouth.
Oh, God, I didn't know that.
I know.
Ooh.
I know. Have you ever pooped in your pants? I would want to know that.
Yeah, what would be the right answer for that?
Any answer would be fine.
You just want to know if they'll answer it?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to meet my parents ever?
Yeah, that's a big one.
What do you do at a large gathering of people? Do you sit on your phone? Do you engage?
Yeah. Are you addicted to your phone?
Mm.
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing that annoys me more than an opportunity where you're supposed to be having a conversation with someone and they're buried in their phone.
Yep.
That's a huge turnoff. Do you smoke?
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
That's a deal. Cigarettes. That's a deal breaker for
me. Deal breaker.
I don't care if you smoke crack. It's just as long as you don't smoke cigarettes.
Just don't smoke. Just don't smoke cigarettes.
I joke. It's a joke. I care if you smoke crack. Check yourself into rehab if you do.
Yeah, you get that nice time off.
Yes, you get to nap.
Mm-hmm. I've been to a form of rehab for anxiety, and we colored group therapy. It was wonderful.
Chances are Lindsay Lohan's going to be there.
Probably.
Amanda Bynes is there right now.
Back?
Yes, she relapsed.
Oh.
I know.
Oh.
Poor girl.
I hope she's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I know.
I'm rooting for her.
We'll never get our hair done together ever again.
No. When did you get your hair done with Amanda Bynes?
In 2012.
Really?
Yeah, she was in my salon.
What?
Yeah, getting her hair done across the mirror from me. Do you like my friend Bethany?
Oh, yeah. And if his answer is no, first of all, ouch.
Second of all,
drop.
Bye.
Do you think my friend Kathleen is marriage material?
Mm.
Answer better be yes, because if something happens to me, as we know from previous episodes, you got to marry Kathleen.
I would understand if someone said no.
No, girl. I'd marry you.
I poop with the door open.
I'd marry you today, girl.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Marry that ass.
Kathleen, one thing that I think the majority of us have in common is we want to feel healthier and get our bodies into a bit better shape.
Oh, even if it's just something small like stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, it makes all the difference.
But getting fit and staying healthy always sounds easier said than done, which is why we love Open Fit. So Open Fit takes all of the complexity out of getting fit. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day.
What I like about my Open Fit app is once you open it, the interface is very easy to use. So it breaks it down into different categories like cardio, 30 minutes or less, 10 minutes or less, strength training, yoga, core and abs, glutes, and et cetera. Oh, they even have 80 workouts with no equipment. How amazing is that?
Oh, that's great. And it's so nice because you can do it from your home or whatever, your hotel room if you're traveling for work, and you don't have to go to the gym and feel judged or insecure, especially if you're starting your fitness journey. It can be really hard to want to walk into a gym with a bunch of people who you maybe feel intimidated by.
When I was away with my girlfriends at the cabin a few weeks ago, some of them were like, hey, does anyone want to do like yoga? I was like, yeah, hello, I have Open Fit on my phone.
And then you pull it out?
Yeah, propped it up and we all did yoga.
That's so great. If you're looking for like a workout, they have
that Tough Mudder thing that they're doing.
T-minus 30.
Yeah.
30 days designed to get you ready to crush your Tough Mudder event or just get in really, really good shape. It's great if you're training for a 5K or a classic event. It's a day-by-day plan to increase your strength, your endurance, your speed, your mobility. Or if you're looking to do more like bar classes, they have Extend Bar.
I'm taking a vacation. I'm going to Palm Springs in 30 days. Maybe I should do T-minus 30 to like buff up to drink more cocktails.
Get yourself so you can carry more cocktails in your strong arm.
Yes. Open Fit has changed the way we work out. And with our code TASTE, you can join us on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use our code TASTE to start using Open Fit for your journey to a healthier life.
Right now, during the Open Fit 30-day challenge, you can get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to Open Fit when you text TASTE to the number 303030. That's TASTE to 303030. So, Kathleen, as this is released, yesterday was your birthday.
Yes.
Do you have any big birthday plans?
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Nothing?
No, I had brunch with my mom this weekend.
How's mama girl Kathleen?
She's good. We had some Bloody Marys.
Oh, yeah.
We had some poached eggs.
Oh, girl. Ooh. Did you go to a Bloody Mary place or like, what was the garnish? Was it a full slice of pizza?
Oh, we just went to the diner.
Oh, I love a diner meal.
Yeah, me too. Mm. You know what's great about going to the diner at nighttime? Because they do entree specials.
Yeah.
If you go to a diner that's worth its salt,
yeah,
the entree special is going to be like a cup of soup, a side salad,
yeah,
the entree,
what,
a dessert, and then a glass of wine.
Oh, girl. Oh, I just took my clothes off.
So there's usually a specific menu.
Yeah.
But you get all of that.
And diner food is so good. It's so good.
On the way to the diner yesterday for brunch, my husband, he looked over at me and he goes, I'm so stressed right now because there's so many good options at the diner.
Yeah, it's hard. Those menus, man, are thick.
I know.
Diner cooks are unsung heroes.
I know. And the one that I always go to is in New Jersey. It's in Hackensack, New Jersey. It's called the Chit Chat.
Yeah.
It is my favorite restaurant of all time. So that's all I did for my birthday. I don't know.
Great.
I'm going to be 33. There's like not really all that much that's exciting about turning 33.
Isn't it called your Jesus year?
33 is my Jesus year? I've literally never heard this before.
Okay, so I just heard it. So Jesus is thought to have been crucified when he was 33, right? So according to your friend of mine, Urban Dictionary, your Jesus year, it's the 33rd year of your life when you were reborn in some sense. So either you have like a midlife crisis or your ego goes away. Maybe it's the year where you like discover your true self.
I've already had a midlife crisis and my ego will never go away.
So this is the year you reinvent yourself. Become the Kathleen you were meant to be.
I reinvent myself every other day. It never works.
I love it though. Your hair is always different. And I just think it's a good year. 33 is a good year. It's a fun year.
We'll see.
Yeah. It starts tomorrow. Or if you're listening on a Wednesday, it started yesterday. Please wish Kathleen a happy birthday.
Oh, thanks you. Thanks you. Thanks you.
You can find her on social media, Webgirl Kathleen, on everything. Tell her how great she is and wish her a happy birthday.
On Facebook today, I put a little note. Tell us what you're doing this week. What do you want to accomplish?
Yeah.
May it be big or small.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go through quickly down the list. And maybe, Bethany, you can relate to some of these. So Katie says she's going to see a doctor. She's taking care of lingering medical issues. Quick, Bethany, what are your lingering medical issues right now?
My lymph nodes feel weird. I have a little bit of a headache, but I think it's my fault because I had too much coffee. My left foot keeps hurting, mm-hmm. and then my lower back is still just a little bit tight. Mental illness-wise, I'm doing okay. My anxiety level's at like a low level, but today I'm a little sad. I think it's mostly my cat. I do have a pretty serious hangnail on my left-hand side, but that same thumbnail is looking really good right now. And I have a little bit of ear pain, but again, I think that that's my doing. I think that I slept weird, and I think I may have scratched my ear in the night, causing some inflammation. What about you, Kathleen?
Well, I think I tore my calf. My hearing is not that good anymore. My memory is very foggy. I couldn't remember where my friend lived the other day. I might have a cavity. My gums have been kind of sore. There's a thing growing on my feet. I think it's like a bacteria, and it's starting to smell really bad. Mm-hmm. People are starting to comment on how bad my feet smell. Mm. Oh, my neck is really killing me.
Oh, yeah.
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 From looking at you, girl. Snapping my neck.
Boom.
Yeah, so I think we should both go to the doctor. Okay. Maggie is getting stressed about overpacking for a work trip.
Oh, pare it down, girl. Essentials and then change the jewelry.
Black.
Black.
Tan. White.
Maybe
navy.
A navy. Yeah, go crazy with some navy.
Yeah. Nadina says that work has been super stressful. She's having 2 to 3 meltdowns on her way home where she's crying like a baby.
Honey.
And she would like to limit this week to just one meltdown.
Yes, let's limit it to one. See if you can do that. If you can do one meltdown on your way home and then save a meltdown to look forward to for the shower.
Yeah, for the shower. I always do my best thinking in the shower.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking in the shower this week, what if people focused more on compartmentalizing?
Mm-hmm. In what way?
So that once you walk out the work door, your work stress stays there and you don't think about it. Is that possible?
Nope, because emails, texts, Slack. I was talking to my friend John and his coworkers were talking to him via text, email, Google chat, Facebook chat, yeah. and Slack.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like 2 other ways that he was getting work. Oh, DMs on Instagram. He had his assistants on DM. There's no way. I feel like there's very few professions that you can leave behind. My mom, when she was a nurse, she really liked that. She can't bring her patients home with her. So she liked that she could leave that there and come home. But even that was stressful because she worried about her patients at night. There was, you know, work politics. There was her next shift. Maybe she was working with someone that stressed her out or I don't know if you can ever turn it off.
I think more people need to start saying to their coworkers, hey, this is my home time.
Yeah. Fuck right off.
Fuck right off.
Kind regards.
Yeah. I mean, in France, if you, if they email you after 5 o'clock, legally, you're not required to email anybody at your job back.
Can we please, is America listening? Is whoever is in charge in America? Can we do that?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Like this weekend, Bethany sent me a couple of really important texts and I didn't answer anything until Monday morning because I was just like, I'm putting my phone down.
And I was with Dennis and he was like, has Kathleen texted you back yet? And I said, oh no, it's the weekend. I'll hear back from her Monday.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was fine. I fully expected it. And I was glad I didn't hear from you.
It's because I'm so French.
You're so French, Kathleen. And you're real good at taking care of yourself.
Laura is trying to get in 30 minutes of reading time every day.
Ooh.
Do you do that?
No, but I want to.
I don't remember the last time I actually opened a book.
I have a good book for you.
I listen to audiobooks. Amanda, she wants to have the courage to purchase shorts for the first time.
Yes.
Do it, girl.
Yes.
There is nothing sexier to me than a pair of like oversized denim shorts on a woman.
Love it. When they're like a little low on the hip and then just with a graphic tee or whatever on top. I love, if these are your first shorts and you're maybe a little worried about it, go a little larger, make them a little looser.
Yeah.
And oh, fun.
Just like
shorts.
Put them in the dryer extra long if they're really, really too loose. But there's just something wonderful about waking up on a summer Sunday morning, throwing on your denim shorts and like going out for a coffee or something.
Yeah, I love it.
And last but not least, Carrie says this week she wants to be less judgmental and gossipy. It's been great so far, but it's definitely hard.
I'm really worried about what she's been saying about us.
Surround yourself by people who talk about things and ideas, not people.
Yes. I agree with you, Kathleen.
I'm getting that tattooed on my butt.
What did you learn this week?
Bethany, you go first. Mine's on the tip of my tongue, but it's not quite coming out.
Ew.
Yeah, that's kind of gross. Why did I say that?
I learned that if you're in a bad mood, it's because something is weighing on your mind.
Okay.
And it is worth it to sit down and figure out, like, what is bothering me and wait until it pings that thing that you're like, oh, this is the thing really bothering me.
So what is bothering you right now?
right now.
Because you're in a bad mood.
I'm in a mood. And Kathleen is handling it so well. I'm in such a foul mood. I'm so worried about Minerva. And
yeah, your kitty cat.
I thought it was a couple other things. And when I listed in my head what was stressing me out, when I got to Minerva, I was like, oh God, that's it. And I'm just like really distracted. And I'm really worried because she's never been this sick and she's only two.
Aw, kitty cat.
And like you see her, she's just super passed out.
Forlorn.
Yeah. So yeah, and that's just really stressing me out. But then
should we wear cones around our neck in solidarity with Minerva Purr?
Absolutely. I kind of wanted hers to be red so she would look like a handmaid because she's all white. And I know that's like the reverse. I think they're white hoods, but like she would absolutely look like a handmaid.
I have red spray paint. And when she's not wearing her cone, I'll take it home and spray paint it for
you. Oh my God, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that would be amazing. But yeah, so it's worth it to really just pull that apart because it can help you from lashing out at people that don't deserve to be lashed out at.
Yeah.
It might not help your mood overall, but it's at least nice to know where it's coming from. Yeah. What about you, Kathleen? What'd you learn this week?
Okay, two things. One, everybody needs to run to their nearest Amazon Prime account.
Run, don't walk.
Watch the new Steve Carell movie called Beautiful Boy.
Oh yeah,
so unbelievably fabulous. I'm not going to give too much away, but it's about a father and a son, and the son is a drug addict, he's a meth addict, and yeah, the story is just incredible, and it's based on a true story.
Didn't they both write books? The son and yes, the dad both wrote books,
and the movie is based off of parts from each of those books.
It's always helpful when both members of the family write autobiographies.
Yes, then that's, you really get nice, both perspectives.
Yeah.
And the second thing I learned this week is I am going to take up a new hobby. It's so beautiful. You
what
ready?
Is it? Tell me, tell
you
me, ready? Tell me.
Okay. Have you seen on Instagram loom weaving?
No.
Okay. So you know when you go into like a fancy home boutique or a fancy store and they have little knickknacks that decorations you can buy for your house, and they often have these things, these woven yarn, wool type things that they hang on the wall.
Like tapestries kind
it's
of thing?
Not quite a tapestry. It's a loom. Okay. It's a woven loom.
Okay.
So Google it.
Okay.
Really beautiful. If a tapestry and a dream catcher had a baby.
Oh, okay.
In these little boutiques, they sell for like $500, the large ones. Anyway, I'm going to become a loom millionaire.
So you're buying the loom.
You buy like the loom frame.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, adult crochet for fancy hipsters.
That's so cool.
And then you make these beautiful pieces of woven artwork with all different types of yarn and fabrics and stuff, and that hangs on your wall.
I love that homemade things are coming back now.
Yes.
Because people realize like they want to distress and do things with their hands, and it's a really good thing. Doing things with your hands is really good for your brain.
Hell yeah.
I'm excited.
Thanks. I'll make you one.
Please.
I will.
Can you make me one with a unicorn inside a fenced area, like at the Met?
Girl, I'm a beginner.
Okay, I'm just one unicorn. Thank you so much for listening to us. This is your weekly reminder to take a deep breath. As I said before, you can follow Kathleen at WebGirlKathleen on everything. You can follow me on Twitter at Radio Bethany, on Instagram, Ms. Bethany Watson.
If you want to follow the podcast on Twitter, you can find us at Acquired Podcast.
On Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
On Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast, plus our fan group on Facebook. If you type into the search bar Acquired Taste Podcast in Facebook, the fan group is going to come up.
Amazing. They're such good people, such an amazing family. Email us. We want to hear from you. And Acquired Taste Podcast at gmail.com.
And if you want to send us some snail mail, you can do so at An Acquired Taste Podcast, P.O. Box 1717, Hoboken, New Jersey, 07030.
We also love to hear your voicemails. You're going to hear some in a few seconds. Give us a call, 917-994-0353. Leave us a voicemail with the understanding that we may play it on the podcast.
There was a really good one last week, and the person was on a train.
Oh, no.
And there was so much background noise, I just couldn't make it work. But please, any thoughts that are on your mind, we are here to listen to them.
And also, lastly, the biggest help you can be to us is to rate, review, and subscribe.
No, it's to clean my house. Come and clean my house.
It's to, first of all, come and clean Kathleen's house. She would really appreciate it.
So dirty.
It's very French. Second of all, rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen. 5 stars is the best. It really does help push us up. And we read your reviews. They're so kind. Even the person who was like, meh.
We're number 343 in Poland on the Personal Journals and Society and Culture Commentary podcast list.
I'm very excited.
If we could get to 342 in Poland, yeah, that would make my day.
If you're listening to us in Poland, rate, review, subscribe. I once made out with someone from your country because he looked like Lance Bass.
I might be Polish according to 23andMe. So that's a thing.
You know they just took all of your DNA and they're going to clone you now and take your body parts for a richer person who looks like you.
I'm cool with that. I'm cool. with that.
Hear ye, hear ye. Happy birthday, Queen Kathleen.
Hey, Kathleen. It is Taste Bud Drumming Joe, Joe the drummer, fellow New Jerseyan. I hope you had a fantastic birthday. I hope you enjoyed the card I sent.
Hi, Kathleen and Bethany. It's Grace from Ohio. I'm just so excited to be calling. Happy birthday, Kathleen. This is Jess from Harrisburg. I hope this message finds you having the most lovely birthday full of baked brie and fig jam. Happy, 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 happy birthday, Kathleen. It's your birthday. It's your day, girl. It is all about you. Extra fabulous, amazing, wonderful you. Hope you have an absolutely fantastic birthday.
Dear Kathleen, you look like a dream and dance like a queen, so damn it, have the best birthday ever, Kathleen. Love you, girl.
Hey, Kathleen, this is Ingrid. I hope you're having a really sexy day for your birthday. I love you, both you and, of course, Bethany. Sorry, I'm at work, so I'm not supposed to be doing this. I got sidetracked.
Happy birthday to Kathleen.
Hey, ladies, it's Jackie. So I'm crying in my bathroom right now about Kathleen pooping in her pants, and I just wanted to say a shark is a fart with more determination.
It's the other sexiest day of the year. It's Kathleen's birthday. It's your favorite friend, Tequila, but not Tequila tonight. I'm actually Rachel. I've been watching The Sopranos and talking to boys, but this isn't about me. About you.
Hey, this is Christian. I have been listening to you guys forever, and I adore you both.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Kathleen. Happy birthday to you.